Your Majesty, from the earliest days of history, the people of the Netherlands, your people, have been willing to fight for their freedom and independence. They have won out in the face of great odds. Once more, they are fighting for that independence. Once more, they will win and maintain it. We, too, in the United States, are fighting for our freedom. And it is natural and right that the Netherlands and the United States have joined hands in the common struggle. The gallant exploits of your countrymen have won the admiration of all the other peoples of the world, first in the Netherlands itself, and later in the Netherlands Indies, where in the face of overwhelming odds, your sons and our sons went down fighting to the bitter end, on land and sea and in the air. Their memory inspires us to redouble our efforts for the cause for which they gave their lives. The Netherlands Navy is today adding fresh laurels to those already won in battle from the North Sea to the Java Straits. We Americans can know no better cause than to assist your gallant Navy. It is therefore, as a tangible expression of our admiration for all that the Netherlands Navy has done and is doing, that I have the great pleasure of turning over to you, under the provisions of the Lend-Lease Act, this ship, built by American workers in American yards. She will hereafter fly the brave ensign of the Netherlands, and she will bear the name of one who has come to stand in the eyes of the world as a symbol of Netherlands courage and Netherlands determination. For it is as the Queen Wilhelmina that she will embark upon her new career. And so I ask your Majesty to receive this ship as a symbol of the friendship and the admiration of the people of the United States.